Rob, let's get to the breaking news. Cole Reagans has been sent to the injured list. That is retroactive to June 8th. He is out with a left rotator cuff injury. I don't mean this as a, see, I told you so, but I do think it was kind of obvious in his last start. Something's off with Cole Reagans. Now, I am not a doctor. I am not a pitching coach. I'm not any of those things. But we saw what Cole Reagans has looked like for the last 18 months. And now we've seen what he's looked like for the last 2 months. We are talking about a guy that, when healthy, I think is proven. He is one of the 10 best pitchers in the American League. He has given up at least 4 earned runs in his last 3 starts. He has given up at least 4 earned runs in 4 of his last 5 starts. He couldn't get you to the 4th inning in his last. There is something going on with Cole Reagans, and with the amount of pitching depth that you have, there's no reason to rush Cole Reagans back. If he has to take a month, 6 weeks to get healthy and get right and potentially help you down the stretch, grab one of those wild card spots, but fine. We were debating on whether or not they were going to have a 6-man rotation. Cole Reagans can't be a part of your rotation right now. He's not healthy. And we're talking about the short term versus the long term. Cole Reagans is far too important to the Royals in 26 and 27 and 28 for you to have him go out there to make an extra 4 or 5 starts this season to potentially lock up a wild card spot. Shutting him down at least for the interim is not just the right decision. It is the only decision that you can make if you're the Kansas City Royals.
I agree with everything you're saying. And I will add this, and I don't want to sound sky is falling, doom and gloom, but pencil me in as someone who's concerned about what the injuries are. Groin injury, hey, life happens, it's baseball, you acquire injuries. This is left rotator cuff, and what did Ryan say when he was on the air with us, what, 10 minutes ago? He asked, oh, is it the, you know, the shoulder fatigue, or I forget what term Ryan used, but he was talking about another arm injury that he said Cole Reagans was battling earlier this year. Rotator cuff and arm injury is extra alarming to me because pitchers who throw at the volume and rate and success and velocity of Cole Reagans eventually have to battle arm injuries. That's just what happens in the sport.
I mean, he's had
2 Tommy Johns already in his career.
He's had 2 Tommy John surgeries.
Add that into the fold. So all those things have me an extra layer of nerves as a Royals fan because he's a guy that, when healthy, he might not be Tarek Skubal good. He might not be Max Fried good. But he is one of the top 10 to 12 pitchers in the American League, no doubt. And he's starting to accumulate arm injuries. And it's hard to not be concerned about that as a Royals fan.
Yeah, someone on the text line says maybe Cole Reagans just isn't who we thought he was. I don't really know how you can kind of come to that conclusion. I mean, we saw Cole Reagans make 31 starts over 2 seasons and pitch 290 innings. And that guy was phenomenal. That guy, from when Cole Reagans was traded to the Royals up until this upcoming season, so the second half of 23 and also all of 2024, he pitched 282 innings and a 3.25 ERA. Like, Cole Reagans is exactly who I think, or exactly who people think he is. I just think that the injury bug has now hit Cole Reagans this year. That happens sometimes in sports, that you just have a lost year due to injuries. It feels like that's just going to be one of those things. Now, again, I'm not saying this in an I told you so kind of way, but I do think one of the things that I think we all knew about the Royals, it was going to be really, really difficult to get everybody to mirror the pitching performance that they had a year ago. I mean, the Royals had 2 of probably, what, the top 8 starting pitchers in all of Major League Baseball last year, certainly in the American League. Seth Lugo was an all-star last year. Cole Reagans was probably, what, one of the 5 best starters in the American League last year. It was just going to be difficult. Now, what you also want is, when Reagans is struggling the way that he is, you need guys to pick him up. You need a guy like Chris Bubich, who has turned into an all-star, who's likely going to make the team this year. Noah Cameron. I know yesterday was not his best start. Noah Cameron has been very good so far in his first 7 starts as a big leaguer. So for the step back that Reagans has taken this year, for some of the issues that you've had with Seth Lugo, you've certainly found guys to fill in the role and help push things forward. That's why I'm saying with Cole Reagans, let's focus on getting Cole Reagans back healthy. And if that means that you got to shut Cole Reagans down for the rest of the year, it's going to be disappointing. But this is just not a one-year issue with him. He's 27 years old. You think that you still got 2, 3, 4 years of prime Cole Reagans left. If this team is going to eclipse sort of where they are, where it feels like they're an 85-win team that can maybe make the wild card, that can maybe kind of sneak in. No, if the Royals end up pushing past that, they do so because Cole Reagans is your ace. He's your number one. Chris Bubich is your two. Seth Lugo is your three. Noah Cameron's part of your rotation, and you feel like you got a four that can match up against anybody. You don't get to the heights of where you think you can go as an organization, not with a broken Cole Reagans.
I agree, but I think this actually changes the trade deadline more than anything else. I agree with you. If the rotator cuff needs to be iced down for the year, you ice down Cole Reagans for the year because his value in 26 and 27 on this team is more important than burning him out this year. I agree with you 100%. But in a world that I never thought I'd live in as a Royals fan, the Royals actually have a bevy of starting pitching. They can kind of survive this injury. They still have Lorenzen, who looked good his last time out. They have Noah Cameron, who I know got beat around last night, but his ERA is still 2.17. They have Bubich, who's a Cy Young candidate right now. Seth Lugo was a top five player right last year in the Cy Young voting. And they have Michael Wacha. That's still a fine rotation, but I think this means if Reagans is done for any large chunk of time, I don't think you can now afford to trade a Lugo. I don't think you can afford to trade a Michael Lorenzen. I think this affects your trade pieces and how you attack the deadline as much as anything else, because you're basically now assuming that you only have five viable starters. You can't really be affording to hemorrhage one to add a bat back into the fold with his health.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, he did everything you mentioned and was still 11-9. That ain't great, but hey, we always hype up mediocrity when it comes to the Royals. Cole Reagans can't hit for the team. He was 13th in ERA last year with a 3.14 ERA last year. He gave up three runs a start. I think Cole Reagans was actually really, really good last year. Max Fried, really, really good, right? He had a better ERA last year than Max Fried and also pitched in 190 innings last year. There's one thing I'm not here to do. It's not to poke holes in the 2024 season that Cole Reagans had. He was one of the five best pitchers in the American League last year. And this season, you were expecting him to continue on that, continue to be one of the best pitchers. And this year, I think injuries have just done him in. I mean, this is the third time he's been on the injured list in 2025. It has just not been a healthy season for Cole Reagans. They're going to shut him down in the meantime. We'll see what that means for the Royals. Maybe he's back in 2 weeks. Maybe he's back in a month. Maybe they shut him down this year. Who knows? We still got a long way to go in the Major League Baseball season.